I was born in 1975 in a city called Cambay, which is a coastal city in the western part of India. I grew up in a couple of places. I grew up in a city called Morbi, which is an industrial town which is famous for wall clocks and flooring tiles. My parents had a clock factory in Morbi, which was the first clock manufacturing company in India, which started in 1947. Since my parents were very busy handling the clock factory, at the age of 7, I was sent to a boarding school 60 miles away from my hometown of Morbi, in a city called Rajkot. And the school was called RKC, and it was a boarding school. I was not allowed to go home. I had to stay there, and my parents would, you know, visit me 3 or 4 times in a year. I was 7, so obviously I missed my parents. I was homesick. You can imagine getting to see your parents only 3 or 4 times in a year. Also, the school was very strict. I used to cry a lot, and teachers were really strict, and they were allowed to hit you, and then you couldn't go back to your parents and complain. In the beginning, it was very tough.
I remember there was this one time
when I was in 7th grade. There was an epidemic in my school. All the students were forced to go home. And then when the school reopened, we were supposed to only attend the classes and then go home since the school was getting sanitized. My parents were, you know, in my other town, which is Morbi, and I had a brand new car that my parents had bought, which I drove to school one morning. So yeah, I drove the car, brand new car, but it was dirty, and I parked it inside the school. And as we know, self-driving was not allowed, and I was in 7th grade. I parked the car inside thinking that nobody would notice. And then I went to my class, and then I could see the car through a window from the classroom. And I saw a teacher walk up to the car, bend down, look at the bottom of the car, the top of the car, and then bunch of other teachers coming and gathering around my car, thinking that it was a stolen car, a thief had parked there. I was getting very worried that what's going on, looking out of the window. And then one peon said that it belonged to a student and I had seen him parked there, and the teachers got mad at the peon that, hey, you don't know anything. This is, you know, not, no students can drive the car. And then eventually they found out that it was me who drove the car, and all the teachers called me, and I got a lot of scolding.